Bikurim, Perk Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hakoinah Shlosha Ilonos Besosh HaChaver. If a person buys three trees in his friend's Rishos, this is different than in the past where we spoke about two trees. Mevi V'Kairi. So here everybody agrees that you bring Bikurim from these trees and you also read the Parsha Bikurim because you now own the land. Now the reason you own the land, so the Rav explains, is because the case here is where you just stam bought trees and you didn't say whether you're buying the land or not. So when a person stam buys trees like that, and he buys three of them, there's an assumption that he's buying the ground that's underneath and right around them. But if a person buys less than three trees and stam doesn't say if he's buying the land or not, he's not kind of the land. Here it seems the Rav saying very clearly that if you buy less than three, you're not kind of the land at all. If we recall earlier, if it was two trees, the Rav said that it's a suffix whether you were kind of the kark or not. So over there we said, if you buy two from a suffix, you don't read. And here the Rav seems to say, according to this Tana, that less than three, you're not kind of the kark. Could be maybe it's a different Tana than Tana Kama earlier. But here, you're not kind of, the Rav says very clearly. Rabbi Meir Omer Afilu Shnayim. Rabbi Meir says, even if it's only two trees like we had earlier. Because when you buy two trees, you're also kind of the kark. Kana ilan v'karko, if a person buys one tree, but he also stipulates he's buying the karka underneath and next to the tree, mevi v'kairei. So there, he brings the bikurim from that tree, and he also reads the parsha bikurim. So the chiddush is that even though it's only one tree, since he stipulated the land, now he brings bikurim from that tree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af bale arisus v'chachairos, mevi'in v'kairei. Rabbi Yehuda says that even the sharecroppers that would work the land and would get a certain percentage of the output of the land that he worked, v'chachairos, we said in Perek Alf in Mishnah Beis, that those are the ones that would get a set amount each year for working the land, a set amount of fruits each year. Mevi'in v'kairei. So they bring bikurim from their stuff, and they also say the parsha bikurim. Now we had, like we just mentioned in the second mission of this parak, that those people, the Arisin and the Chachoros, they don't bring at all. Forget about not even saying, they don't even bring it because it says, the Mishnah says over there, Reishis Bikrei Ad Mascha. So the Rosh actually says on this mission, the B'Shem Yishalmi, that what we're talking about in Rebbe Yehuda over here, he's not being Choylik. This is the way the Tosfos Yontif learns. Rather, we're dealing with Chachirei Batei Avos. So these Arisin and the Chachoros are specifically people that have like this lifetime deal worked out, where they inherited from their fathers that like they're always working the land and they're always getting the same exact amount every single year. They have some kind of deal like that. Or they're getting, the Arisus are getting, I guess, the same kind of thing, where they get a certain percentage always from this land. It's not just a one-time deal. So because of that, it's almost like their land, and therefore they bring Bikurim and they even read the Parsha. And it comes out then that Rabbi Yehuda is not being Cholik, because that's the case in this Mishnah and the other Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, that's Stavka dealing with the regular Aris V'chulu.